Kate's first clue that something was wrong was that Hayden handed her a gun. She thought this op was supposed to be a simple stakeout, and there's nothing more boring than a stakeout. Until it isn't. What's going on here? She examined the weapon. The type of locally procured, untraceable gun that means not only that you're expecting trouble, but also more trouble for solving the trouble. Kate, I need to explain the steps you will take in the event of my, indisposition. I know the protocols, Hayden. Why are we talking about this? He gestured at the building across the street, their operation. He swept his arm as if to say, this, all of this, anything. Things happen, Kate. Don't come at me like that. You know the ifs. If I ever turn up, you know, dead. If I'm missing for more than just a few days or a week. How long? I don't know, Kate. A day? A month? Hayden had never before broached the subject of succession plans, and he'd never imposed a weapon upon her. She was worried. You'll go to this address. He scribbled something that she read quickly, then closed her eyes, repeated the address to herself, invented a mnemonic, and repeated that a couple of times too. Then it was done. The Paris address was now a known fact.